RadioArchives.com presents Planets in Peril, An Adventure of Captain Future by Edmond Hamilton. Read by Milton Bagby. Captain Future, the ace of space. Born and raised on the moon, Curtis Newton survived the murder of his scientist parents to become the protector of the galaxy, known as Captain Future. With his future men, Greg the giant robot, Otho the shape-shifting android, and Simon Wright the living brain, he patrols the solar system in the fastest spaceship ever constructed, the Comet, pursuing human monsters and alien threats to Earth and her neighbor planets. And now, Captain Future's thrilling adventure, Planets in Peril. Chapter 1. People from Beyond. Like a huge red eye, Mars peered down from the starry sky at the blossoming paradise of its little moon Deimos. This tiny satellite was a man-made fairyland, created by artificial air and water and gravitation. Balmy night breezes set the tall trees to nodding in the pink planet glow. Birds called from the shrubs that bordered the streams in the shadowy parks around metal mansions. To Martians, this garden moon was a haven of beauty and peace. But peace was far from the Martian, who stood in front of a small chromalloy house, scanning the night sky. "Why don't they come?" he muttered tensely to himself, his eyes desperately searching the heavens. "There's only an hour left." Tycho Thryn was an elderly Martian, a little withered red man wrapped in a synthawool cloak despite the night's warmth. His incongruously big bald head was tilted far back as his thick-lensed spectacles surveyed the starry sky in an agony of impatience. "The greatest event in the history of the solar system, and they'll be too late for it," he thought despairingly. Then the little Martian scientist stiffened. A low drone of rocket tubes came on the balmy breeze. A gleaming speck was cutting across the stars, slanting down toward the little moon in a long glide. It grew into a sleek rocket cruiser that dived toward the Martian with a staccato roar. Tycho Thryn skipped back in alarm. But the cruiser, its keel and brake rockets exploding spouts of atomic fire, was already landing smoothly on the lawn. Its door opened, and a slim dark-haired girl in white space slacks emerged into the pink planet light. She was laughing.
"What's the matter? Did my landing scare you, Tycho?"
Joan Randall, Earth Girl's secret agent of the Solar System Government, was a boyishly pretty figure as she came toward him.
"Where are Captain Future and the Future Men?" Tycho asked quickly.
Joan waved toward the cruiser.
There comes the brain now. I brought him, and the others will be along soon."
A weird shape was emerging from the cruiser. It looked like a square box of transparent metal, floating in the air upon almost invisible magnetic propulsion beams. This was the brain, one of the famous Future Men. That square box was a serum case in which ingenious mechanisms kept alive a living human brain. In the face of that case were the brain's lens-like glass eyes, mounted on flexible stalks, and his microphone mouth or speech organ. Once, long ago, the brain had been an ordinary human Earthman. He had been Dr. Simon Wright, a brilliant aging scientist. Death had claimed his failing body, but he had escaped that death by having his living brain removed surgically from his body and placed in this serum case. He came gliding silently through the soft planet light toward the pretty Earth girl and the old Martian. Both of them knew him well.
"Why didn't Captain Future come?" Tycho Thryn asked tensely. "I told you in my message that it was urgent."
The brain, poised beside him, contemplated the excited little Martian with expressionless lens eyes as he spoke in his rasping voice.
"Captain Future and the other two Future Men went to Venus a week ago," he declared. "They've been helping Ezra Gurney smooth out some trouble with the Marshmen there. But before I had Joan bring me here, I teleaudioed them to come on here. They should arrive at any moment. Why did you ask us to come here?"
the brain continued in metallic accents.
"You interrupted an extremely engrossing experiment of mine."
"Yes. What's all the mystery about, Tycho?" Joan challenged.